so that we know. We don't have to, you know, come to church with our hockey stick. I mean, you can, Evan, if you want, brother. We're not going to stop you, but how does Jesus save? Number one, first, in the most obvious one, he saves us from the wrath of God against our sins. Our God is just. He is righteous. He cannot overlook sin. He must punish sin. He just can't pretend it didn't happen, or he would be an accomplice and an accessory to sin. He has to judge sin. And that's a problem if you're a sinner. Amen? And so the first way that Jesus saves us is that he saves us from the wrath of God against our sins by taking our sins upon himself. When we put our faith in Jesus, when we repent and turn from sin and simply put our faith in him, that blood that he shed on the cross, that death that he died, was for us. It paid our penalty for our sin so that we can go free because he suffered and died in our place. The wages of sin is death, Scripture says. But while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you. Isn't that awesome? That he would do that for you. What an amazing Christmas gift. There is no gift under the tree that you will ever find that compares to the gift that God gives us by saving us through Jesus' sacrifice for us. Can you imagine, you know, if the wages of sin is death, eternal separation from God in hell, and that's where I was going and that's where I was heading fast, for Jesus to do that, to hang on that cross for me so that I don't have to go, so that I can spend eternity in paradise forever and ever and ever and ever with him, is that not a wonderful gift? Man, that flat out rocks! You can smile when you say that. So first, he saves us from our sins. Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be what? Saved. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says this, for it is by grace, that means a free gift, undeserved, it is by grace that you have been what?
Saved.
Through faith. This not of yourselves, it's from the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. I have nothing to brag about, man. I was a beggar. I was bankrupt. I was doomed before God. And by his free gift of mercy and love and compassion, his free gift of salvation, he saved me. Thank God. Now, can anybody take a wild guess at what the Greek word is for the word saved? Sozo, thank you. I'm glad nobody said bozo. Don't be confused. Okay, that's a beautiful thing. Even though I don't qualify, even though I have blown it based on my performance, God still gives me grace through Jesus Christ. And if I call on him, if I call on that name and I say, Jesus, save me, don't you know he will greatly, beautifully, powerfully save you. It's that simple. It is that simple. That's why we get up here and rock out on Sunday morning, because that's worth celebrating, isn't it? Man! But it goes even further than that. It gets even better than that. Like they say on TV, but wait, there's more. Because it also says in the Bible that by his stripes we are healed. By the lashes on his back, by that flogging, that beating, that brutality that they leveled against him when he shed his blood for us. By those very stripes on his back, we're healed. It purchased for us salvation. While he was being whipped and beaten and suffering in our place, he was obtaining something for us that goes even beyond the forgiveness of our sins. Complete and total restoration, which includes the healing of our diseases. In this fallen world, this world that has fallen because of sin and all the suffering and pain that goes along with that, as part of that redemption, that atonement to make this world and make us whole, that is a part of that. In Matthew 9, we read about a woman who was suffering from a chronic bleeding disorder. And she believed that if she could just simply reach out and touch the tassels, the hem, as it were, of Jesus' cloak, that she could be healed. And it says in Matthew 9:22, after she touched him and after he felt the power go forth from him and she was in fact healed, it says in Matthew 9:22, Jesus turned and saw her. "Take heart, daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. And a little bit later in the story of his life, we find out in Mark 6:56, wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak. And all who touched him were what? Can anybody take a wild guess at what the Greek word is for healed in those passages? Amazing. You guys are scholars, man. That's beautiful. Exactly right. 100%. Your faith has sozo you, healed you, restored you, made you whole. Praise God.